Hey, good morning. Or good
Hey, good
afternoon.
morning, Alexis. This is Curtis. You had a call earlier.
Yes, sir, that's right. I was trying to get a hold of you this morning, and thankfully you called back.
Did you call me?
Yes, I was calling you. I wanted to actually talk to you about the property in South River Road.
Yeah.
So I called, I actually had a meeting with a team yesterday, and I just wanted to ask, did someone give you that $33,000 cash on Saturday or not?
No, not
okay.
yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I was just calling to ask that question, really, because I wanted to let you know that if you haven't received it, you know, we're still moving forward, and our team, with B, if you spoke to B, is going to the attorney's office this week, actually tomorrow, to, you know, figure out the whole situation about the title so we can take that off your plate and, you know, move forward.
Right. The house is a permanent. It's, you can't move it. It's not no mobile home or not. Is a permanent fixed on the foundation.
Hmm. I see. And that's what we're trying to, you know, just trying to resolve and trying to really figure out. I know
it's
that
like a house. It's just like a house. A house don't have a title. And now it's considered as part of investment on the land. Is the well and the septic and the house included? On just, I don't have to pay taxes on a double wide, you see? I don't have to pay taxes on no mobile home. It's fixed in on the property itself.
Gotcha. So you don't think it's a mobile home, Curtis? It's
right. It's
okay.
I know it's a mobile home. I put it there myself, but I permanently, I cut everything out from under it. I took the chassis out from under it. I cut the things off and fastened it to the piers itself, the foundation.
Okay.
It's, you can't move it. The only way you can move it is tear it down.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. So we thought it was, like, really a mobile home, and,
now it's a permanent, it's a permanent residence.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will go ahead and let the team know. As like what I've said, B or the team will really go to the attorney's office to really just figure out on this whole title thing. I know it's been going on for months, Curtis, and, you know, our team just needs to meet the attorneys to figure out the best way so we can get this deal closed as soon as possible.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, I'm just letting you know that we're going
to
be
deal at any time. The guy that's wanting to buy it, he's wanting to meet up with me out there, and I told them it was just too hot, and I didn't want them running through my house because I'm afraid stuff would come up missing. As soon as my neighbor sees them in there, when they leave, he'd have way for himself to run in there. Then half my stuff would be missing.
Right, and, you know, Curtis, we're still trying to figure out these things. So, I mean, not figure out, but we're still trying to move forward with purchasing the property on our end, so.
I'm trying to sell the property mostly itself. The reason I said $20,000.
Right.
And they made me an offer of $33,000.
I mean, I don't know what you sold to. Did you spoke to someone from our team the other day, Curtis?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They told me that you're going to get, like, or you got an offer for $33,000 and they're going to give it to you on Saturday, but you said
well,
you haven't received
that.
It.
Going to give it to me. I said they wanted me to meet up with them to make arrangements to sell it to them. I told them if they wanted it, come there when we meet up, bring the cash with me, with them, and I bring the deed with me. We make exchanges, and all right, y'all said y'all have all the paperwork up, done up. Y'all have lawyers, you said yourself, and that y'all do all the paperwork, and all I have to do is sign it and give me the money and go. That's why I want to do it. I don't want nothing else to do with it after that.
Okay. I don't think it will work that way, Curtis. But, you know, I'm just letting you know that we're still moving forward on our end, and we're trying to figure out, like, the best way possible that we can get this deal closed. And tomorrow we're going to meet the attorneys. With a team, and as soon as we have an update from them, I will definitely let you know.
Okay. All right. About what time you think you'll be calling so I'll be ready?
That I am not really sure, but like I can give you a call back first thing in the morning to let you know, or I can text you. Are you receiving text messages?
Or
are you reading it?
My Gmail.
Okay. I can email you a time, but I'm not sure about the time yet, but I will definitely let you know tomorrow as soon as I have an update. Usually you're available around 4 p.m., right?
Yes. I'll be
okay.
Here at 4 p.m. for you then.
Okay. Well, I will call you around 4 p.m. tomorrow to give you an update then.
Okay. All right. You have a good evening, honey.
You too, Curtis. Thank you very much for calling me back.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.